The story opens in the studio of artist Basil Hallward. It's an idyllic scene. The aroma of roses fills the air, and bees murmur in the garden outside the window. Hallward is standing before his easel, putting the finishing touches on a portrait, and stretched on a divan, watching him, is his friend Lord Henry Wooton. On the easel is a full-length picture of a young man of extraordinary beauty. Wooton is trying to convince his friend to send the painting to next year's exhibition at the Grosvenor Gallery, but Hallward refuses. He says he's put too much of himself into the picture. Wooton wants to know who the young man is, but Hallward has no intention of telling him. When he likes people immensely, as he does this boy, he doesn't like to tell their names to anyone. It feels to him like he's surrendering part of them. This little game of secrecy seems to add mystery to his life. Wooton says he understands secrecy. After all, he's a married man. Hallward accuses Wooton of posing as a cynic, but Wooton denies it's a pose. He counters that, to the contrary, being natural is a pose. In fact, the most irritating pose he knows. Hallward tells Wooton of his first meeting with the boy in the picture and unintentionally lets the boy's name slip. He says that when he first saw Dorian Gray, he felt a curious sensation of terror and tried to avoid him. Hallward has always been very independent by nature, and he had a sense that this boy was so fascinating that he could absorb him entirely. Nevertheless, he was unable to avoid being introduced to Dorian, who then indeed absorbed him. He became so necessary to the artist that he had to see him every day. Somehow, the boy suggested to him an entirely new form of art, causing Hallward to perceive things differently than before, and to recreate them in a style he's never used before. Wooton wants to meet this intriguing young boy, but Hallward has no desire to introduce them. He knows that Wooton can be a poisonous influence, and he wants to protect the ideal of purity he sees in the boy, an ideal that inspired him to create the most expressive art of his life. But just as Hallward is telling Wooton he can't meet the boy, a servant announces that Dorian has arrived. Hallward hastily tells Wooton not to try and influence the boy and not to spoil him before Dorian enters the room. Wooton sees immediately that the boy is wonderfully handsome, with candid blue eyes, crisp golden hair, and the openness and passionate purity of youth reflected in his face. Dorian takes an instant liking to Wooton because he admires his beautiful voice and because he's such an entertaining contrast to Hallward. He insists that Wooton remain during his sitting. As Hallward continues his painting, Wooton chats on cynically about one of his favorite subjects, the need of self-development. Self-development, to him, is attained by acting out all of one's feelings and desires. According to Wooton, everyone is here to realize their nature perfectly, and if one man could live out his life completely, giving form to every feeling, expression, and thought, the world would benefit from it. We're afraid of ourselves, he maintains. The only way to get rid of temptation is to yield to it. Wooton is witty and persuasive, and as he talks, Dorian feels drawn to his words. They strike a secret chord within him. Wooton also tells Dorian how beautiful he is, saying beauty is a form of genius. The boy laughs at that, but Wooton scolds him, saying that the idea won't seem so funny later when he's lost his beauty. He tells him he must remember